I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Friday, July 25th. You'll have to look carefully in a cloudless sky toward an unobstructed horizon after sunset to see two planets now very close together on the sky's dome. One is the largest planet in our solar system, Jupiter. The other is the innermost planet, Mercury.
Solar system geometry has brought these two worlds close together in our sky. Jupiter is now dropping into the sun's glare, about to pass behind the sun as seen from Earth. Mercury passed behind the sun earlier this month. It's now rising up out of the twilight for a brief appearance in our evening sky. Look in the west just after the sun goes down. If you see just one object, that'll be much brighter, Jupiter. Try using binoculars to sweep for little Mercury nearby.
Late at night, turn your attention to the eastern sky to see a third planet, Mars. You'll spot it easily because it's so bright and so red in color. Mars is rising earlier each day now as Earth sweeps up from behind the red planet in orbit around the sun. By late August, when Earth passes between the sun and Mars, Mars will be rising at sunset, just over 3 light minutes away, as close as it's been in at least 50,000 years.
So don't miss Mars. Tonight it'll be in the eastern half of the sky by midnight. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.